welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We're bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. One of the cool things about attending these events and seeing the unveils of the wonderful cars, as a sidebar, I get to catch up with old friends, and I have an old friend sitting next to me right now. This gentleman and I go back a long, long time. I have so many fond memories of being on the Hot Rod Power Tour when I was with Motor Trend Magazine, and Al Oppenheiser was proudly showing off the then Concept Camaro. And of course, I've interviewed Al so many times over the years to do with all of his great work that he's done with the SEMA Concept vehicles for General Motors. And here he is now, the chief engineer of the award-winning Chevrolet Camaro, the man himself, Al Oppenheiser. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Let's talk first about the rock star, the Z28. You guys kind of dropped a bomb on the industry last year here in New York. Nobody saw it coming. That was a big surprise. And now some of the enthusiast magazines, including my alumnus, my 10-year tenure at Motor Trend, I'm still very much in contact with the guys there. And they recently did a test of the amazing Z28 against the GTR from Nissan and the Porsche 911 Turbo. And guess what, folks? The Z28 beat these two uber-expensive supercars.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was shocked, to be honest with you, because I thought it would come close, but I did not expect that the lap time achieved by the Z28 would surpass these vehicles. I mean, a 911 Turbo in its highest form will set you back $180,000.
Right.
A GTR in track edition or the Nismo edition, just a regular one, is $100,000. I mean, they go out the door all the time at $120,000. You guys come in with a Z28 at $70,000, $75,000 and just blow these vehicles into the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
You must be smiling.
Oh, yeah. It's been an epic month with all the media coming out. You go to the airport, and that's why you know, there was no coincidence that we did it for reveals in April, so that when everybody flew to the New York Auto Show at their airport and went and bought a magazine, the Z28's gracing 5 covers right now this month.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal. You know, we were here last year. We talked about being mentioned in conversations with the GTR and the Porsche 911 and Turbo and so on, and we set out to meet that goal, and we've attained it. And actually, the like I said, the Motor Trend article was just epic. Really was, frankly, we would have been happy but slightly disappointed if we didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we were faster on that day just was icing on the cake. One of the best, proudest days I've had at General Motors.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the things that really make the Z28 such an incredible machine, such a wonderful track car, including the fact that it's got the widest tires on the front wheels that have ever been put on a production car.
Right. We've got the we went from 20s to 19-inch. But as you say, they're the medius tires. They're 305s all the way around.
Wow.
And so they're the Pirelli Trofeo R tires. So it's a tire that Pirelli's tried and true in the racing world has used, that tire off the shelf. And it's got phenomenal grip. We're at 1.08 lateral Gs. And in V-cell, it's a 1.5 Gs. Just phenomenal grip.
And the other thing that will surprise lots of folks is this is a normally aspirated power plant. This LS7 engine is just a beast. These other vehicles are relying on a lot of advanced technology, turbos, electronics, other high dollar engine management tools, but you guys came through with a good old American V8 and again blew them out of the box.
And that was the plan all along. Z28s have always been naturally aspirated, and if I have a say in it, which I think I have a strong say, they always should be. And one of the differences, the GTR and the 911, the phenomenal cars. We use the 911 for some of the high-frequency damping to try to go after that type of chassis controls. And then the GTR is a point-and-shoot monster. So great cars. But the thing about the Z28 that I think stands above those, besides the one day we were faster than them, is the driver interaction. I mean, when you hear that exhaust start up and you hear the 505 horsepower yeah. LS7 crank over, and you get the tactile feel of a real six-speed manual, the shifter interaction, you know, it makes you one with the car. You're very connected to it, and I think that's what really harkens back to any U.S. performance car. Is it goes back, it takes you back to a day in the 60s, the 50s, whatever, when you had a muscle car. It takes you right back there.
You're so right. There are so few cars today that are available, number one, with a manual gearbox. And when you get into the high-dollar vehicles, the supercars, they all have the dual-clutch transmissions. They're great, but there's nothing like three pedals.
Absolutely. It's just it's a fun car. It only comes in a manual, as it should. And we've actually gone back to some of the historical things that we did on the original Z28. We don't offer air as standard. We took the tire inflator out, except for the two states that require it. We went on a mass reduction. It went on a massive diet. It's 300 pounds lighter than a ZL1, and you feel that when you get in a car, especially if you've driven a ZL1, which we need to get you in one.
Yeah.
You feel the difference. It's just got a great tactile track car feel to it.
That's great. And the response, again, has been tremendous from the media. How about from the consumers, and how about the folks who owned Z28s from years ago? I'm sure you've gotten a lot of feedback, emails, and letters.
I've gotten emails and contacted through Facebook and LinkedIn from people that are telling me what VIN they are ordering. and, you know, they're thankful that we've finally come out with the historical moniker, the Z28. We've been asked about it since probably you and I talked back in 2009 when we introduced the 2010 model. Mm-hmm. Where's the Z28? I've been asked that all along. And, of course, you know, the ZL1, we had toyed around with calling that a Z28, but just it was a supercharged engine. It just didn't deserve that name. It's an appropriate name of for a ZL1 to be a ZL1 with a supercharged engine. But it's also appropriate that you save that Z28 for the right car, and this is definitely the right car.
Let's talk a little bit more about the ZL1, which has also received just accolades. I mean, this is a vehicle that you can get both in coupe form as well as convertible, and you can get either a manual gearbox or an automatic gearbox, and there's no question about it. This vehicle is also just a world-class offering.
It's a great car. I think it's beyond most people's expectations. I think they're surprised on a couple fronts. One is I think they thought the ZL1 was going to be it for us for this generation.
Yeah.
Because it's a great car on the drag strip. It's a great car on the track. And it's a phenomenal car just out driving on regular roads with the MR ride control.
Yes.
I think it was such a complete package that people just thought we were done. And I think we also had this perfect storm where we were living off the ZL1 accolades. And people were trying to figure out what the next Corvette was going to look like, and people were trying to figure out what the next Mustang was going to look like.
Yeah.
So we kind of had this, we were hidden. Nobody was expecting the Z28, and I think that was part of the reason. Plus, we were almost militaristic about not letting the secret get out until the New York Auto Show, and I think that's what really surprised people was that we had one more up our sleeve, or I should say the next one up our sleeve was bringing back the Z28 name.
We'll take a quick pit stop, and then more with Al around the bend. This is Auto World from New York. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or states? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.97.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.44.77, $6.72.38 for a half ounce, or $3.36.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.44.77, $6.72.38, and $3.36.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're back here at the New York International Auto Show, the recently concluded press days. My name is Bob Long, having lots of fun here with my old friend Al Openizer, who is the chief engineer of the 2014 Camaro. We're talking about the Z28 and all the accolades that have been published about the vehicle as well as the Camaro in general. Just to give our listeners a little taste of automotive espionage and some of the cool things that you've done with the Z28. I understand that you had a code name for the Z28. In today's world, it is so hard to keep a secret. It's unbelievable hard to not let news leak out before a major event like this here in New York, but you did it. And I know there's a funny story associated with the Z28 and how you hit it.
Sure. We just to go back to the ZL1, the ZL1 was kept secret as well. And we were at Chicago, and there was, I believe it was an Audi press event going on about 8 o'clock in the morning, and ours was at 10. And so up to that point, it was still secret, a secret to everybody. And then the people that decided to do a dry run showed a big ZL1 across the stage. Everybody turned the cameras around and went, and it was all over the Internet. So we got 2 hours from revealing it before it got out. So we learned from that, and so we were with all the people that do our communications, our marketing, even to the people that move the engine stands in and out of the auto show, the Teamsters, we decided you can't call it a Z28, you can't call it an HP because we called the ZL1 an HP and that code word got out. So we decided to call it Steve. And so all communication had to do with, you know, where is Steve going to arrive and how is Steve doing? And so it became kind of an inside joke, but you get enough people to start following in line with that, and you know, you get to be able to reveal something that nobody has seen before at the auto show, and in the where we wanted the LS7 engine by which Camaro, and I said it's supposed to go by the Corvette, and they said, oh well, we were told it's supposed to go by the Camaro. I said, well, you were told wrong. So we almost got out the night before just by a simple moving an engine over to the Camaro area. It would have given it away that there's an LS7 by a Camaro. So it's a lot of work, but I think the payoff was very successful for us.
One thing that I've really noticed in recent times, I've relocated. I've spent all of my life in the greater Boston area, but I'm living in Florida right now, and so I'm getting to see a lot more cool cars because of the weather down in Florida, and there are just a ton of Camaros on the road down in Florida, and I always loved the design, but I can tell you that Tom Peters did such a wonderful job with the design. It's something that grows on you even more as the years tick by. And I know for 2014 there have been some updates, but I don't know what it is, Al, but it's like the more I see it, the more I'm even further in love with it.
Oh, absolutely. The feature lines are so strong. We've done a really good job with our manufacturing friends and made sure that all the tool maintenance is done on the dies so that those nice, crisp feature lines along the side stay nice and crisp, even in our, believe it or not, sixth year coming up in 2015. It is a design that, and I remember it well when Ed Welburn and Bob Lutz were blessing it back then in 2007, 2006-07 time frame, as we started to move towards production, that Ed called it epic, and he said it will stand the test of time, and it was just such a beautiful car. And like you said, you look at it today, and it just looks so fresh. And we've done a great job capturing the essence of the first generation Camaro, the long dash to axle, the rake of the windshield. And now with the 14 model, the refresh, we've gone back to the first gen, only modernized brick style tail lamps, or the wraparound tail lamps. We're incorporating new technologies like LED. You know, they're becoming more commonplace, but we just keeping it fresh. I think we've done a very good job, you know, about every 6 months or so doing something different with Camaro to keep it fresh. And I think that helps the longevity. But definitely the single reason that people buy, the first single reason people buy the Camaro is because of the styling.
And I can certainly understand why. Let's talk a little bit more about the Z28. I can't get enough of it. Talk about high technology. You have incorporated a lot of really cool pieces into this vehicle, in the drivetrain, in the suspension. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the secrets of the Z28.
Okay, well, I think the coolest technology we've got is the Multimatic Dynamic Suspension Spool Valve Damper System. That's a long sentence, but we call it DSSV. It's basically used in Formula One, F3. It's used in racing, And we worked with Multimatic. It's a company in Canada not far from the Oshawa Assembly Plant. And we are the first production application of this damper technology. And basically an overview of it is we're able to tune an infinite range of force velocity. So for high and low speed damping, for compression and rebound, typically on a stack plate type damper system, you either skew the performance for the track, mm-hmm. and you have a tough time driving around local roads.
Yeah.
Or you tune it to be a street cruiser, and it falls apart at high speed. Well, with this system, we're able to tune both high and low speed for compression and rebound. And the other reason that we went to this, other than we're just fortunate enough that Multimatic wanted to work with us in a production environment, is we were after ultimate mass reduction. And everyone asked, why didn't you put MR on the Z28 mm-hmm. like you did on the ZL1? Well, because there's a mass difference. You're just basically, it's the same weight as the dampers with a couple wires hanging off them. So we didn't have to add the mass of the MR system to get the performance of it. And
Al, again, what a dream gig for you, being chief engineer of the Camaro. I know undoubtedly you're working on the next generation, and you probably can't tell us anything about it, but this must have been truly a wonderful time in your life here to get this assignment.
I have to pinch myself on a daily basis. I drive a Camaro every day of the year, including the nasty winter we had in Michigan. I drove a Z28 in the largest snowfall that Detroit's ever seen. But I do it because it's a passion. I don't consider it work.
Yeah.
I have the best team that I work with. We pulled specific guys like Mark Stilo, who's like the godfather of pro touring. Bill Wise, who's with us, he's a young, sharp a chassis control engineer. Anybody that worked on the Z28 has some link to racing, and we wanted to harness that passion. You know, these guys, when they go home, they don't go home, they go to the track or they go to their garage,
yep.
and they try to do something to make their cars faster. Well, we got that passion into the Z28, and I drive one every day, and I feel it, and I want our customers to feel it. I know people are going to buy these and want to put them in the garage, you know, for Barrett Jackson in 20 years, but I really want people to track this car because it is an example of what GM performance engineers can do when you take the shackles off.
So well said. Al, it's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you here in New York. We'll have to congratulations on the Camaro and in particular the amazing Z28.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Big Apple. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 20 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I wouldn't have.
The New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. We're here during the recently concluded press days recording all kinds of great interviews with wonderful guests, including the gentleman joining us right now. His name is Mark Clausen. He is the marketing manager for the Chevrolet Tahoe, Suburban, Avalanche, and Traverse. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, very good, Bob. Thanks for letting me come on.
There's a really interesting vibe here in New York. It's different from what we see in Detroit, Chicago, and Los Angeles. New York has a flavor all of its own.
Most definitely. It's very exciting. A lot of international faces, a lot of it. New exposures, new introductions. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk about some of the big stories revolving around the Chevrolet brands that you represent, including the Suburban and the Tahoe, which are significantly updated for model year 2015.
Yeah, significantly being all new. We're very excited. This is the first time in 80 years for the Suburban that we didn't share a single exterior component with the Silverado pickup.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the 80th year is the longest lasting nameplate in the entire industry. So when you talk about how old this auto show is, we have the oldest nameplate and the longest lasting nameplate in the entire industry.
Lots of people would be surprised about that, and that's a really good reminder. Thank you for pointing that out, Mark. So tell us all about this all new 2015 offering.
Well, we've been in this segment forever. You know, we create it, and this is our latest introduction. It's a 12th generation of Suburban, and we have all new interiors, all new exteriors, all new powertrains. We've got full flat seats for the first time ever, which is something our customers really asked us for, and we were able to execute it in this latest generation.
That's great, and certainly when it comes to Suburbans, I know so many people who are just absolutely loyal customers. Repeat customers are very much a part of the Suburban experience. Did you gain any insight and information from the owners of previous generation Suburbans as to what changes that they wanted in the next generation?
Absolutely. These people, what they realize is they have the busiest years of lives raising kids. They need all that space, not only for them, their immediate family, but their extended family and friends. And what customers do is, even though they get past those years of raising kids, they realize the Suburban has become such an integral part of their life that they continue to repurchase them over and over and again. And it really isn't until well past empty nester years, really to the point where they're deep into retirement, where they give up the boats and the cottages and the long distance travel before they finally go, you know what, I'm now ready to move on to something smaller. But they realize this vehicle supports their lifestyle to a degree that nothing else can necessarily match those needs.
And despite its large size, you guys have just made such wonderful strides in the area of fuel economy. This is a vehicle that, in my opinion, gets really decent fuel economy considering its cargo hauling capability, its people hauling capability.
That is exactly true. We've got an all-new engine. It's all aluminum. It's spark ignition, direct injection, variable valve timing, active fuel management. We've got higher compression ratios, which gives us more power, and at the same time we get better fuel economy because we stay in those extended four-cylinder operating modes longer, which we picked up 2 miles per gallon on the highway and a mile per gallon in the city in every case. So we're very excited that we haven't compromised power to get the efficiency gains that we can give our customers.
That's great. And for those of our listeners who may not understand that technology, it happens so seamlessly, the average driver doesn't even know that it's occurring, that the vehicle goes from V8 to V4 power. It's truly remarkable the way that is executed.
Yeah, and it is so seamless. And we actually put a light in the DIC that allows customers to watch which mode is operating in so that they can see the benefit of the fuel economy gains as they're driving down the highway. And when it flips between 4 and 8 cylinder, you can't tell it if you didn't see the indicator.
For those buyers who need extra space and extra hauling capability, how about an extended wheelbase version? Is that available for 2015?
Well, and that's what the Suburban is. Suburban is 16-inch longer wheelbase than the Tahoe and 20 inches overall length differential, and you pick up about 30 cubic feet of volume in cargo space. So the Suburban is the long one. The Tahoe, shorter, been around for 20 years now.
Yep.
Since mid-1995, we introduced the four-door Tahoe, or we had a two-door Tahoe and introduced a four-door Tahoe 1 year later in 1996. So it is the best-selling full-size utility in the entire industry. So we're doing something right to get those customers between the long and the short. And people told us that because I'm a Tahoe customer doesn't mean I'm necessarily a Suburban customer or vice versa. So I think we've got that one unique advantage by offering two brands with two different wheelbase, two different cargo lengths, two different cargo capabilities to best meet those customer demands.
Let's talk a little bit about the 2015 models as far as the introduction of new technology and some of the cool stuff that's available or standard equipment. Electronics have become so much a part of the automotive experience here in 2014, 2015, and I know you guys have significantly upped the ante as far as some of the available electronic goodies on both the Tahoe as well as the Suburban.
Well, the one thing I like to point out is that the people carry devices with them that require charging. I personally, right here at the show, I'm carrying two devices and I'm finding power outlets, you know, on a regular basis. In the Tahoe and Suburban, we have 12 power outlets. So with 12 power outlets, we're able to give nearly every person in the car two opportunities to charge their devices, because the last thing you want, and I'm a parent of three kids, is for somebody's device to run out of electricity and say, I can't entertain myself anymore on a long trip. So we're offering, you know, the ability to charge all those devices. We can also integrate those devices into the radio, so any one of them can become the source of music, either through Bluetooth streaming or through a USB connection. So the up integration of the radio, the entertainment systems, has just become really, I think, world class. And it's, as a parent, I think it's the best thing that ever happened.
Is the 2015 Tahoe and Suburban in dealerships now, or is it coming around the bend?
No, we started production. It's a 2015 model year. We started production in January for the Tahoe and February for the Suburban. We are already selling We probably sold close to 6,000 new Tahoes already, and we're about 2,000 Suburban deliveries with the 2015 model year. So they are already in the marketplace, and the feedback we're getting is that people are just very excited. Some of them said they waited for quite a while for this new version because we ran the last one a little bit longer than we normally would have with all the things that General Motors went through. But the vehicle is definitely worth waiting for. They're very excited that they were able to be one of the first owners of these new generation Tahoes and Suburbans.
That's great. Let's touch on the Chevrolet Avalanche. I've heard rumors that it may be in its last year of production. Is that true?
Well, unfortunately, we stopped production just over a year ago. 2013 was the last year. We designated all of them a Black Diamond Edition, and we sold about 26,000 units. We have a grand total of 13 left in dealer inventories across the entire country. So that 12-year production run has ended. We basically helped create that light-duty crew cab segment with the Avalanche, and now the Silverado and the Sierra has taken its place as the volume player that is in that segment for General Motors.
Let's touch on the Traverse for 2014. Any big news there to report?
Well, we refreshed the Traverse for the 2013 model year, kind of a late introduction. We're just into the second year of that remake, and our sales were up 16% last year. So everything we did to the vehicle, really a lot of refinement on the inside of the vehicle, also refreshed both the front and rear with some styling upgrades, also with wheels. So the vehicles look different than the original one that was introduced back in 2009. It's a great family vehicle. It's a good alternative to a minivan that a lot of people just don't want to find themselves driving a minivan, where the Traverse fits that same need quite well without the stigma of a minivan in your driveway.
We look forward to getting you back with us here on the radio in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop from New York. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our New York International Auto Show coverage rolls on with Jim Verpalat, who is the marketing director for Cadillac globally. It's my pleasure to welcome here him to the airwaves of Auto World. Hey there, Jim. How you doing?
I am doing great. Loving the New York Auto Show as always.
This is a very interesting auto show. We're fortunate as folks in this industry to have the big four here in North America, kicking off with Los Angeles, and then of course, the big North American show in Detroit, Chicago, and then it wraps up here in New York. But the New York show has got a very interesting flavor all its own.
It really does. I mean, when you look at, you know, a lot of the foreign manufacturers, especially for us, as a competition base, you know, their U.S. operations are based here. So BMW, Mercedes, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Audi just down the road in D.C. So, you know, though it's New York, it has more of a cosmopolitan vibe, I think, sometimes than even the Detroit show or even L.A., which, you know, that's kind of the import home for the Japanese side of things.
Yep.
This is really more the German. So it has a different vibe, but it's also that last major show of the year. So if you haven't introduced something or there's new news, you want to get it at New York, because we kind of go quiet on the auto show front until next year, well, later this year in L.A. So New York's always been a great show, great vibe, a lot of energy, a lot of media.
Let's talk about some of the big stories and big vehicles that are from the Cadillac portfolio, new for 2015-2014. Well, let's begin by talking about the ELR, the Range Extender electric vehicle. What a striking design. I saw a print advertisement for the ELR in the latest rendition of Auto Week, and it really showcased the striking design of this vehicle.
You know, the thing about the ELR, when our designers penned it, is they wanted it first and foremost to be a beautiful personal luxury coupe. They said, you know, that's what it has to deliver first. And then secondly, you know, is the drivetrain, is the electric drivetrain with the range extender. And they've delivered on that. That vehicle, you know, we had the Converge concept, and they stayed so true to that concept that it really is, you know, it's what luxury customers expect. They don't want to make a compromise. They don't want to, you know, if they want to drive an electric vehicle or a vehicle in that class, they don't want it to look any different than they would what they normally drive. So the ELR blends those two. We like to say it's kind of the ultimate in art and science. And it really is kind of an exclusive. It's a vehicle that our competitors really haven't offered yet. Mm-hmm. And we're excited about it. We've got about 3 months of sales under our belt, slowly getting momentum behind it. This isn't a type of vehicle that just shoots to the top of the sales chart. It takes time to build. A lot of the people and customers that look at these vehicles take their time. They really want to know what they're purchasing. pushing, getting behind it. But so far, we've been pretty happy with the response.
That's great. And I'm a big fan of the range extender technology. You can buy other high-end electric vehicles out there that are just that, simply electric. Once you're out of battery power, you are out of battery power. The great thing about the range extender is that if you need to get out in an emergency situation, if you need to drive coast to coast, you can do so without any changes or modifications to the vehicle.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And I'm driving an ELR right now as my company car, and I got to tell you, I've driven it this winter, the worst winter we've had on record in the Detroit area in terms of snow. Cold. Everybody in the Midwest has felt that. And I've driven that vehicle four different times back and forth to Chicago, my hometown, and the beauty of it is it really is a normal car. It can be your everyday car. You don't have to worry about how much electric range. If I don't have a chance to plug it in, what do I do? Because the range extender kicks in, and you're on full power, and you don't have to worry about it. And that is the beauty of it. And then when you blend it all with that design, and then, you get in the interior of it, it's stunning. The materials, the craftsmanship, the detail of the car has been, the designers did themselves proud on that vehicle. So I've enjoyed it. And I know your listeners might think, well, he's a little biased, but you drive a lot of cars, and that's the best thing about this vehicle is it's just like an everyday driver. You don't even notice it's electric to gas. It doesn't matter.
Let's talk about another very important introduction. Recently, you guys took the wraps off the 2015 Cadillac Escalade, which has been significantly updated. And yes. I know there are lots of folks out there listening to us right now who are Escalade people. They love the Escalade, and you guys have taken that model to higher ground.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We just got talking about ELR, and now we're going to talk about Escalade, two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. But, today in luxury, you have to offer that variety. And, what we're excited about Escalade, I think, most people know Escalade is an icon. It's established itself in the marketplace as kind of really the quintessential large luxury SUV. And with the 2015, this is our fourth generation Escalade, we have just simply raised the bar in every area. The thing that's nice about it is, despite the fact it's completely redesigned inside and out, instantly recognizable as an Escalade. Nobody's going to confuse the vehicle driving down the road as not being an Escalade. And then the attention to detail on the inside, the improvement in the materials, the beautiful use of woods, the whole interior is hand-stitched and sewn together. So if you see a stitch, that's a real stitch. That's all leather interior. And it's just risen, I think, the execution and elevation of the brand.
Tell us about some of the special features on the electronic side of the fence that are part of the 2015 Escalade.
There's a couple things that I get really excited about with the vehicle. It has an unbelievable Bose sound system. Just amazing. 16 speakers. You can turn the thing all the way up and you get no bass distortion. So
wow.
Speaker system's amazing, or the stereo system. We've got a great feature in the rear. We have power folding, flush seating in the third row, but we added a nice feature in that you can also control the second row from the rear. So
that's cool.
Those trips to Home Depot when you've got a lot of stuff and you need to put more down than just the third row, you got to put that second row down. The buttons are right there, very easy for you to push down. Nice feature, hands-free liftgate. Just put your foot underneath the bumper, liftgate will work. And then we've equipped it with all the latest, I call it safety, both active and passive safety features in the vehicle. So it literally has taken center stage from a technology standpoint.
Let's talk a little bit about the ultimate Escalade size-wise for those people who like and need a lot of room to carry either folks around or a lot of material. I understand you've continued the extended wheelbase model as well.
Yeah, the Escalade ESV, which, that's the ultimate in people and cargo carrying capability. And that's roughly about a 35-40% of the mix of all the Escalades that tend to be the extended wheelbase. And, the vehicles themselves, they're meant to be used, right? They're utility vehicles. They're meant to be used. I think in the heyday of large utilities, maybe 8-10 years ago, there were a lot of people that bought utilities that maybe really didn't need them.
Yeah.
And as you know, segments adjust and things happen and other cool segments come on, really what's left now in that full-size utility, luxury utility segment are people who really need it. You know, they're going on vacations, they're taking multiple kids, they're towing boats, they're using it for the utility of the segment. And, you know, now we've just seen that rise up of that extended wheelbase. And, you know, something that we're really excited about.
That's great. I love coupes personally, and Cadillac has a number to offer, including the wonderful CTS coupe, and as we were talking about the ELR. But around the bend, a third one is going to be added to the mix, and this one is going to be really cool. It's the ATS coupe. What can you tell us about it, Jim?
Well, you know, the ATS has been a very important vehicle when we introduced it about 14 months ago, the sedan version. And, you know, the vehicle and that architecture was designed to take on the world's best and win. And it's doing that. I mean, it goes up against the likes of the 3 Series and the A4 and the C-Class. And it does it with a rear-wheel drive, lightweight architecture. So, you know, we know that segment, that compact luxury segment's important. It's the largest segment in luxury, and the coupes are a big part of it. So we knew we wanted to add a coupe to the lineup, and this vehicle delivers. It's a little bit wider in the rear than its sedan counterpart, 2 inches, a little bit lower roofline, a little bit more aggressive windshield, and about an inch wider track in the front. One, because we wanted to give it a little more aggressive stance, but we also wanted to deliver on handling dynamics. And the thing that really helps us with the ATS is the lightweightness. Is on the sedan side, it's the lightest vehicle in its class, and on the coupe side, it'll be lighter than an A5 against the 4. And the new C-Class coupe, we expect it to be lighter than that. So chassis dynamics are at a premium. You know, everybody, come on down. If you get a chance to come to New York Auto Show, you'll love this show. It's great, easy to get around, and just a lot of great stuff. Get excited about cars.
I'm with you 100%. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you.
From New York, I'm Bob Long.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.